and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast series, ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm your host, Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to speak once again with our friend Eric Kimberling, president and founder of Panorama Consulting Group. And today, he's going to share with us some thoughts from his recent blog about the challenges of gaining end-user satisfaction with ERP system implementations. Also, today, we'll revisit our interview with John Gibson. We'll dive into part two. John is the president of a mid-sized organization. He's going to share with us some of the potential pitfalls and how to maximize success, and this is based on his personal experience implementing his ERP solution. And without further ado, let's check in once again with Eric Kimberling. Eric, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric. Now, I understand that you have some interesting metrics in Panorama's 2010 ERP report related to ERP system satisfaction. What can you tell us about those metrics?
Well, Chris, our 2010 ERP report is a study of 1,600 different ERP implementations across the globe. And what we found in the study is that only 68% of executives that had implemented ERP solutions were at least somewhat satisfied with their ERP solutions. So in other words, 32% expressed a level of dissatisfaction. And what this suggests is that, you know, there's an underwhelming amount of satisfaction with ERP initiatives after go-live, if you look at the executive ranks. Now, if we look at end users, that number is even less compelling. The number there, 61% of end users are at least somewhat satisfied with the end solution that they have with their ERP initiatives.
Okay, yeah, well, that gives us a good place to start exploring some of the differences. What are some of the reasons why executive satisfaction is so low?
Well, the reason, Chris, that executive satisfaction is so low, we have a couple theories there based on some of the qualitative analysis we did of the study. Two main reasons are, first of all, executive expectations are often misaligned with ERP implementations. So oftentimes, even though executives aren't frequent users of a system, I mean, typically they're just looking at outputs from a system, they're looking at reports or some type of output from a system, so they're not the types of people that are in typically doing day-to-day transactions with the system. So the main reason that drives their level of satisfaction is how well they can see that type of data and what type of transparency they have into the organization. So implementations that don't provide adequate business intelligence or reporting are generally going to result in a lower level of satisfaction when you look at executives. The other big driver of executive satisfaction is the time and cost associated with ERP implementations. So the average in our study that you can read in our study is that 6.9% of a company's annual revenue on average is what they spend for their total cost of ownership of an ERP solution. So when a company spends that much money on a solution, the expectations tend to go up as well. So if an implementation goes over budget, costs more than expected, or costs a significant sum of money, executive expectations are going to be pretty high, and they're only going to be satisfied when they see clear and tangible paybacks on those investments.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about the end users? Why are they dissatisfied with their enterprise software solutions?
Well, the reasons end users are dissatisfied with ERP solutions